leave the office behind and do your work in a bar? That might seem a little crazy, but maybe it's not.
Everybody's only thinking of a bar when it's crowded, you know, and bars are typically have a lot more time where they're not crowded than when they're crowded.
Michael Spike Krause owns three bars in San Francisco, Madrone Art Bar in Nopa, Pops in the Mission, and Bar Fluxus downtown. Krause says he's intrigued by the idea of a bar as a remote office or workspace, especially when it comes to Bar Fluxus.
We're in a hotel, you know, and we haven't done it yet. We've been thinking about opening early as a workspace and, you know, providing coffee because we have the space. We're already paying for the space. So it'd be nice to utilize some of the hours. So we've been exploring, well, what other things could we offer during the daytime?
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
He adds that if we stop assuming that being in a bar means drinking heavily, this is an idea that could help bar owners strengthen their businesses.
If done right, you could provide a different kind of service, a little bit different service, change the way you kind of approach it, and activate your space in a time that is not being activated.
Krause says that if we only think of bars as spaces for drinking alcohol and partying, then we're thinking about them wrong. Melissa Kallross, KCBS.